Let God transform your life as you listen to this inspiring sermon by Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
It was 2:46 in the afternoon on Friday, March 11th, 2011. Hiromitsu Shinkawa was working at his job at the sawmill when suddenly the ground underneath his feet began to shake. A deep groaning rocked the earth as piles of wood toppled and machines crashed to the ground. For a moment, everyone froze in place as the shock of the earthquake paralyzed them with fear. But then, when the quake subsided, the men started running. Hiro began running as well. He had to get to his house. He had to make sure his wife was okay. Racing against time, Hiro drove the few miles back to his house. And fortunately, his house was still standing and his wife was unhurt. Together, they began picking up a few items that had fallen over. But before they could clean up the mess, the giant tsunami struck. Looking out the window, Hiro watched in amazement as a giant wall of water washed his neighbor's house away. Then suddenly a wall of water hit Hiro's house and swept him out in the storm. The swirling water sucked Hiro under and spun him around, past floating debris, past the trees and gardens. The water surged toward the mountain, dragging him along helplessly. And then, just as suddenly as the wave came crashing in, it went out again, taking Hiro out to sea. There was no life jacket, no rope, no one around to help. There was nothing to grab onto except he saw a piece of his own roof floating past. Hiro was able to grab and jump on top of it. And so he floated out to sea, sailing 10 miles out from shore on the roof of his house. For more than 2 days, Hiro floated on the open waters. Without food and water, he knew the end was near. He found a small scrap of paper in his pocket and a pen, and he wrote a farewell note. If anyone ever finds this note, I say goodbye. But then, when all hope seemed lost, Hiro spotted a ship. With the last bit of his energy, he waved and cried and summoned the ship. And at long last, the sailors saw him. Quickly, a rescue boat was sent to pull Hiro out of the water. He had survived an earthquake and a tsunami and 3 days at sea. When all hope was gone and there seemed no way out, Hiro was rescued. And the inspiring true story of the miraculous rescue of Hiromitsu Shinkawa has a lesson for all of us. See, you may never experience a tsunami or an earthquake or a flood. You may never be stranded at sea, but the fact is we all face unexpected storms in life. Unexpected sudden storms, like a diagnosis you didn't expect that leads to a medical bill you can't pay, a breakup in a relationship that you thought would last, a problem at work that causes your stomach to churn and your BP to soar, a quarrel at home that brings disappointment and pain, or a worldwide pandemic that brings fear to your heart and chaos to your daily schedule. And suddenly, your life goes from calm to chaos, from peace to perplexity. One moment life is normal and good, and the next moment you're drifting out to sea without a clue as to how you're going to survive. But the good news for all of us is this: no matter what storm you're facing right now, Jesus has the power to calm the wind and the waves. He can overcome every storm in your life and bring you through to the other side. If you'll just open up your heart to Him today, you'll find peace in your storm. That's the lesson from our scripture text today. We're going to study a story from Jesus' life about a time he and his disciples faced a very real and unexpected storm and how Jesus brought them through. But before we read today's scripture text, let me just remind you that you can download the notes for today's teaching from the Agape House Facebook page and from our church website. All the Bible verses from today's lesson, plus the main points, are on your free downloadable resource. Plus, you'll discover some amazing study questions and additional content that will help you gain even more from today's lesson. Well, our scripture text for today is taken from Luke 8, verses 22 to 26. Hear the word of the Lord. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake."
So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water, and they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we're going to drown!" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and suddenly the storm stopped and all the sea was calm. Then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" The disciples were terrified and amazed. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him." So they arrived in the region of the Gerasene, across the lake from Galilee. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Picture the scene with me, if you would. It was just an ordinary day, and the fishermen, Peter and James and John, the disciples of Jesus, were told by Christ to get in a boat and go across. The sun was shining, the wind was calm, everything seemed fine. Jesus said, "Hey guys, let's get in the boat and go across the lake." And everybody got excited, everybody jumped in the boat, and everything was fine at first. After all, these are fishermen. They live on the water. But they've been sailing ships all their life, and they weren't expecting a storm. They probably looked up in the sky, saw sunshine and blue skies, and thought, "It's a great day to go out on the boat. There's no storm in sight." And Jesus goes to take a nap. But then all of a sudden, something unexpected happens. A storm arises, and this was no ordinary storm, not just a few streaks of lightning. The boat begins to fill with water. The disciples are in real danger. The peaceful afternoon turns into disaster. And that brings us to our first truth today. You were born to survive the storm. See, the amazing thing is this. When the disciples met the storm, they were in the center of God's will. Listen to verse 22 once again from Luke 8. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." And the only conclusion we can draw from that is that God knew the storm was coming, and he told them to go anyway. For the fact is, storms are a part of life. Storms often surprise us, but they're a part of everyday life. The disciples were good men. They were following Jesus. They didn't deserve a storm. They weren't being punished. In fact, they were doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. They were in God's will, for Jesus told them to cross over. So here's the truth you need to remember today. If you don't see the storm coming, your faith will likely start running. See, when something takes us by surprise, it's a lot easier to fall into fear and doubt. We're much more susceptible to fear and doubt when we're taken unaware by the things of life. When we've planned and prepared, we're more likely to have faith. But when we haven't planned and prepared, we as Christians often end up shaking in our faith because we didn't see the storm coming. Perhaps that's your situation today. Maybe you were told by a preacher that you could walk with Jesus and everything would be perfect in your life. Maybe you were promised blessings and that you would never experience trouble again. So you got into the boat with Jesus and started out, and all of a sudden a storm has come up and you didn't expect it. You weren't prepared, and your faith begins to shake. And a lot of us are disillusioned because we're chasing something that doesn't exist. We're chasing a life that's free from all adversity, trial, pain, and difficulty. But the truth is, this life is always going to have some storms. There will always be opposition, adversity. You can't escape it. That's why Jesus said in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." You see, this world is imperfect, and it's a test for our lives. It's a trial, because God is preparing us for better things. God knows you'll have trials in this life. He never promises you'll live free from storms, but he does promise this. He will be with you, and he will give you his peace. Jesus never promised a life free from storms. He never promised us that all will go well every day. He promises us that he will be with us, and he will see us through. His promise is for us to have peace in the storm. Once upon a time, there was a king who had a contest amongst all the artists in his kingdom. His desire was to find the perfect portrait that would illustrate peace. So he gathered all the artists in his kingdom and asked them to paint a picture that would show people what peace was like. And when the great day for the competition came, all the artists brought their paintings, and the king began to go and look through them. He admired them. There was one of a sunset over a lake. There was another one of a sleeping baby. And the king said, yes, all of these depict peace. Then he came to a very different picture. This picture showed a violent storm with wind and rain and lightning flashing. The king was puzzled at first and thought there must be a mistake. But when he looked closely, he saw something in the corner of the painting that made him smile. For there in the corner, the artist had painted a picture of a bird sleeping on a tree branch. In the midst of the storm, the little bird slept quietly in her nest. For you see, peace is not the absence of storms. It's the ability to rest in the midst of the storm. In the world, you will have tribulation, but Jesus has told you so that you can have peace. You can be prepared when you understand that storms will come. You can be confident even when the wind is blowing and the waves are threatening you, because he has overcome the storm. And that's our second truth in this lesson tonight. Jesus has the power to overcome your storm. Listen again to what it says in Luke 8:24. Jesus rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and suddenly the storm stopped and all was calm. For the fact is, nothing takes Jesus by surprise. He's able to calm every wind and every wave, for he has all power and all authority. That's why Matthew 28:18 says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So let me just take a moment to tell you about my Jesus. You see, he's good all the time. He never wants to hurt you. He loves you so much, he died for you. He watches over you and keeps you safe. He heals your hurts and forgives your sins. He guides you and shines his light on your path. He is marvelous, wonderful, glorious, majestic, lovely, beautiful, transcendent, and luminous. He's eternal, immortal, invincible, incandescent, matchless, fabulous, unmistakable, all-powerful, and irresistible. He is all that is right and good and pure and holy. My God is never wrong. He's never late. He's never lazy. He's never careless. He's never apathetic. He's never mean. He's never behind. He's never hateful. He's never unconcerned. He never slumbers or sleeps. He never fails or forgets. He knows my name and counts the hairs on my head. He is God Almighty, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, my Redeemer, Restorer, Deliverer, Savior, Ruler, Lord of Life, Prince of Peace, and King of Kings. He is my shelter in the storm. For Isaiah 25:4 says, you are a tower of refuge to the poor, O Lord, a tower of refuge to the needy in distress. You are a refuge from the storm and a shelter from the heat. And I want to reassure you today, Jesus has the power to overcome the storm and to shelter you through the storm. And when we allow him to shelter us in the storm, we not only come out in victory, but we also draw closer to him. See, friends, the fact is this: storms can be part of your progress in life. We actually grow stronger in life and in faith through the adversities we face. So here's the truth you need to pack up and take home with you today. Adversity is good for us. It strengthens us. It draws us closer to Jesus. It increases our faith and our dependence on God. That's why James 1:2-3 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. In other words, when your faith is tested, you make progress. The storm becomes your strength builder. The adversity you face is not your adversary, it is your accomplice. If you're not facing adversity, you're not advancing towards your destiny. And when adversity is absent in your life, it's often an absence of progress in your life as well. For when we endure the storms in faith, God produces in us something far greater than if we had never passed through the storms. That's the lesson we can learn from the royal palace in Tehran, Iran. The royal palace in Tehran, Iran has one of the most beautiful entrances of all palaces in the world today. As one enters the royal palace, the domed ceilings, side walls, and columns seem to be covered with diamonds. The whole atmosphere sparkles. But the beauty we see in the royal palace today only exists because of an incident that at the time looked like a tragedy. For you see, when the royal palace was planned, the architects sent an order to Paris, France, to buy mirrors that would cover the entrance walls. The mirrors finally arrived in their crates, but when the workmen took the crates apart, all the mirrors had broken into millions of tiny pieces. All the mirrors were shattered and smashed during transport. They were going to throw all the broken pieces away when one of the architects had an idea. Let's see how we can fit the broken pieces together and see what they would look like on the wall. The result is, when they put the broken pieces of the mirror up on the walls and the ceilings, it created an enormous distortion of reflection that sparkles like diamonds with rainbow colors. The mirrors were broken, but they become more beautiful. And that's exactly what God can do with the broken pieces of your life if you'll just turn them over to Him. He will use the brokenness of your life to bring a glorious display of His light. When you trust Him to carry you through the storm, you will come out looking more beautiful, more brilliant, reflecting His glory. See, the fact is, the disciples were going somewhere important. They had a great destiny ahead, and the adversity they faced was not because God had abandoned them, it was because God had a destiny for them. After Jesus and the disciples passed through the storm and crossed to the other side of the lake, they had the encounter with the demon-possessed man. Jesus delivered the man from a legion of demons. The devil was trying to use the storm to discourage them and stop Jesus and the disciples, for he knew that if they succeeded to cross the lake that day, he would suffer a huge defeat. And the same thing is happening in your life. The devil is fighting against you because he knows that you are a threat to him and his kingdom. If you face the storm and cross into your destiny, you will see a miraculous victory. You have to face the storm. You have to endure to the end. You have to overcome because someone is counting on you on the other side of the lake. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You have an encounter to experience. You have a work to do. So don't give up. Don't run from the storm. Don't cower in fear. God has a plan and destiny for you. Your life has a purpose. Your life is too valuable to let the storm blow you off course. You will not drown. You will not die. You will not sink. With Jesus in your boat, as long as you stay faithful, you will reach the other side. You will survive. You will succeed. So don't fear. Have faith. For Jesus has the power to overcome every storm in your life. He doesn't send you into life without His help. He doesn't tell you to battle the storm in your own strength. He didn't rebuke the disciples for being bad sailors. He didn't tell them to row harder or put more effort into their sailing. When they cried out to Him, He released His supernatural power and brought deliverance. And that's what God will do to you. To everyone who calls on Him for help, Jesus comes and calms the storm. No matter how great you may be, none of us can make it through the storms of life without God's help. We all need a Savior who rules above all the storms. We all need Jesus. He has the power to rescue us and bring us peace. And your faith in the storm will bring a glorious reward. That's the promise we find in 2 Corinthians 4:17. Listen carefully. These little troubles, which are temporary, are winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward, all out of proportion to our pain. So my friend, have faith. God will see you through. Have faith. He will use the storm to take your life to a new level. Believe him that he will use the darkness to shine his light. And that brings us to our third truth. Faith in Jesus will see you through the storm. That's what the Bible tells us in Luke 8, 25 and 26. Then Jesus asked them, "Where's your faith?" So they arrived across the lake. So Jesus makes it clear that faith is the key component that will get you through the storm in peace and in safety. Jesus makes it clear he will see you through your storm and you will arrive on the other side. So let me ask you a question. Where is your faith? What are you putting your faith in today? For the fact is, fear is faith in the storm, but praise is faith in Jesus. And when you praise him in the storm, you will walk in victory. That's why 1 John 5:4 says, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." And you can put your faith in Jesus Christ. You can know that no matter what you're passing through, Jesus Christ will be with you and see you safely to the other side. You can have the confidence right now, no matter what's happening in the world, that when you put your faith in him, he will surely guide you into his destiny for your life. When you're covered by the blood of Jesus, your life will be sheltered from the storm. That's what we can learn from the true story of the terror attack that took place in Mumbai, India. On November 26, 2008, a gang of terrorists stormed the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel in Mumbai, India, after the carnage had left 200 people dead. A reporter interviewed a guest who had been at the hotel for dinner that night, but had survived the attack. The guest described how he and his friends were eating dinner when they heard gunshots. Someone grabbed him and pulled him under the table. The assassins came striding through the restaurant, shooting at will until they thought they'd killed everyone. But miraculously, this one man survived. When the interviewer asked the guest how he was able to survive when everyone else at his table had been killed, he replied, "I suppose because I was covered in someone else's blood, they took me for dead." And this is the perfect metaphor of God's gift through Jesus Christ to each one of us, because he paid the penalty for our sin. Because we are covered in the blood of Jesus, we are spared from death. The storm may swirl all around you, but you are sheltered when you're covered by the blood. You're safe. Every one of us will face storms in this life, but there's someone who has the power to overcome. And if you'll put your faith in Jesus today, he will see you through and bring you safely to the other side. Will you make the decision today to believe in Jesus, to trust in him, and to follow him in life? Will you believe and trust in him today? Let Jesus be your shelter in the storm. For when you show yourself faithful to God in the storm, he will prove faithful to you. Now, Father, I lift up each and every one listening to this broadcast today, and I speak a blessing over them. Let the seed of your word take root in our hearts today. Let it go down deep and grow up high to bring fruit for your glory. We bind every work of the enemy that would come to steal the seed of the word out of our hearts, and I loose peace and faith into the hearts of the hearers today for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The hope
of nations. God bless you for listening to this message. Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb is the senior pastor of Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagos. If you are ever in Accra, we would like you to worship with us on Saturday night at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 7:30, 9:30 or 11:30 a.m. You will have an awesome experience.